Good evening. Good to see everybody out this evening. For our encouragement and invitation this evening, I want to look at death. So we'll get to the encouragement shortly, but bear with me. I've been considering, or we've also been familiar in talking about the concept of putting to death our old person and living in newness of life. And we consider that we will do that, and we can look forward to our eternal life, is what I think we focus on a lot. I want to look at the benefits that we can get on this side of eternity as well as the benefits that we get on the other side. If you will, turn with me to John chapter 5, and we'll look at verses 19 through 10, or 19 through 29. John chapter 5, 19 through 29. So Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of his own accord, but only what he sees the Father doing. For whatever the Father does, the Son does likewise. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all that he himself is doing. And greater works than these will he show him, so that you may marvel. For as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, so also the Son gives life to whom he will. For the Father judges no one, but has given all judgment to the Son, that all may honor the Son, just as they honor the Father. Whoever does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life. He does not come into judgment, but has passed from death to life. Truly, truly, I say to you, an hour is coming and is now here, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son also to have life in himself. He has given him authority to execute judgment, because he is the Son of Man. Do not marvel at this, for an hour is coming when all who are in the tombs will hear his voice and come out, and those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of judgment." You see here, especially at the end, I think this is a prophecy towards the end of Jesus, or when Jesus was crucified, and the dead did come out from the tombs. So I think there's a literal interpretation here. But then to especially look back up in verse 25, that an hour is coming and is now here when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. I think we can consider that in a figurative manner, that he's not speaking to the dead people, but to the dead people in their sins that are looking for him, watching for him, and that whoever listens to his voice can live or not be dead anymore. If you will turn over to Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. Ephesians 2, 1 through 10. "And you were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once lived in passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, like the rest of mankind. But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him, and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace and kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." We see here that figurative death or dead person comes out, that before we repent of our sins and acknowledge Jesus as the Savior, we aren't bound for life and we aren't really living. That's where I want to focus our encouragement part. That for those of us that have obeyed the gospel, that we should have and should continue to put away our old selves, and we can acknowledge that old self, it we think about it being painful. I think about it, we've got to make changes, and that can be difficult. But to understand that those changes are for our own good, that it's to promote us to life. And again, I believe fully that it is to promote us to eternal life, but also to promote us to a better life serving while we're here. We see that at the end of this passage as well, down in verse 10, that we are his workmanship, created for good works. And that is what we were made to do and the most fulfilling way to live our lives. To wrap up, let's turn to Colossians chapter 2 and verse 6. Colossians 2, verses 6 through 14. Therefore, as you received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. See to it that no one takes you captive by philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the world, and not according to Christ. For in him the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily, and you have been filled in him, who is the head of all rule and authority. In him also you were circumcised with a circumcision made without hands, by putting off the body of flesh, by the circumcision of Christ, having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through faith in the powerful working of God, whom you raised from the dead. And you, who were dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made alive together with him, having forgiven us all our trespasses, by canceling the record of debt that stood against us with its legal demands. This he set aside, nailing it to the cross. He disarmed the rulers and authorities and put them to open shame by triumphing over them in him. We find here some very direct references to what being made alive in Christ entails and how to get there. This mentions being buried in baptism. And that's the invitation portion of this discussion, is that we have an opportunity every day to put our old self, our natural self, to death and to rise to walk new. We can know fully that the things that God is asking of us are for our own good and for his glory, and that there are better days ahead of us now and eternally. I guess that's all for now. I do appreciate your attention, and I hope that this we can carry with us to give us hope that we have better days ahead of us, and that we have all good things through God and Jesus. If there's any way that we can be helpful to anyone, members, or if anyone has not been baptized that would like to make that declaration and put on that newness of life, we invite you to come forward as we stand and sing.